talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You tune into the Civic Media Radio Network for, of course, real news and great conversation. I can't wait to talk with my next guest. Her name is Hannah Fried. She's a voting rights and election law expert and the executive director of the nonpartisan voting rights organization All Voting is Local. So happy to have you, Hannah. Help us understand. What do we do next, Hannah? Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be on. You know, look, I think it is only natural to think about the election in terms of the results and the presidential election and who got what and who won what seat and all that kind of stuff. And of course, I'm a citizen of this country and I'm interested in that too. But I think, you know, for us, as an organization that is focused on the experience that people have when they register, when they vote, when they try to cast a ballot and whether it's going to count, you know, the story for us of the election cycle is, and frankly, as it has been for the last few years, one of incredible resilience. Mm-hmm. I think we saw voters from Georgia to Pennsylvania to Wisconsin, and yes. I'm talking here about Wausau up north, where I spent some time back in my youth. Voters not just casting their ballots, but actually demanding that officials make it possible for them to do so. In Wausau, it was about a ballot drop box. Voters wanted to be able to return, to be able to vote in the way that it made sense for them, and they called on officials to allow them to do so. And I think that is something we saw replicated, as I said, in states across the country where we work on the ground in communities. And I think it is really a story that I hope we hear more and more about as we reflect back on 2024.
No doubt. And here are some things to give people, I don't want to call it hope, but just like, hey, the context matters here. I think people have been there again. A lot of freaking out. But here's what. In the state of Wisconsin, we had 100,000 more people vote this past cycle than in the last presidential election. That's a good thing, right? In Wisconsin, the margins were incredibly razor thin. People ballot split. They were looking at different candidates in different races. This wasn't just knee jerk. And again, more people turning out, all to the betterment. The interesting thing to me, Hannah, and it's a big picture question, is this. There has been such focus on election processes, right? And will the election outcomes be respected? And of course, Wisconsin, we've got our little Eric Hovde stunt going on over here. And he is statutorily entitled to ask for a recount, which I have no problem with. I think it's actually a good thing that helps increase voter confidence in election outcomes, because recounts never change the outcomes. You just count the votes again. There's tiny little adjustments and then it's the same outcome. Thanks much. I do object, of course, to him lying and trading in conspiracy theories. But all of this aside, here's what's been occurring to me. And that is all of this focus on election processes, recounts, all of this sort of conspiracy theory stuff going on about election processes. When fundamentally, in a really basic way, I've been suggesting or thinking a bit that one of the metrics by which we can measure the health of a democracy is whether or not we see laws and policies that reflect the vast consensus that it, like the vast plurality of American viewpoint on a few things. And I'll point to these three things. Abortion and reproductive freedoms. The vast majority of us agree about that. And yet our laws don't reflect that in many states and in the Supreme Court. That to me seems like a democracy miss. Second part, taxing the rich more and billionaires and the richest corporations more. The vast majority of us agree with that. We don't see that happening. And then third, it's like 90% of us when poll, depending on the poll, 80 to 90% of us want a constitutional amendment to take money out of politics. And yet we don't see any movement on that. So as a voting rights and election process and law expert, how do you view the health of a democracy? how do you take a look at this from a really high level? Because I have always had an incredibly high level of faith and confidence in election processes and the people on the ground that do this every single day.
You know, I'll tell you another thing that people across this country really agree about, which is that our elections should be safe and accessible because voting is a fundamental right and responsibility. We did a study at the end of last year that found that 83% of Americans express that viewpoint, and that number held pretty steady across party lines, Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And I think your point is really well taken, that, and it applies to our election systems too, that there is a gap between the where people think our country should be in terms of voter access, 83% of Americans thinking that voting should be accessible, right? And where some of our laws and policies are. And I think, look, Wisconsin has seen enormous gains in terms of voter access in the last number of years. The fact that we have, you know, well, you guys have early voting.
You can be one of us, Hannah.
I would love to be. We've worked in Wisconsin for a long time now. And as I mentioned, I had a great time in the state many years back. But anyway, you know, there's also same day registration, right? I mean, this is, you know, there are many ways in which the state of Wisconsin represents a lot of, you know, sort of small D democratic values, like what it is that people want.
Yes.
But that isn't true across the country. And I think, frankly, when, you know, the legislature tried to, you know, stop the state from having drop boxes and then they were restored by the state Supreme Court, that is where people in Wisconsin are, right? Mm-hmm. That is what people want. And I think that's what we see in state after state where we work, that the laws and policies don't always, but need to reflect what people in this country want, which is to be able to vote when it works for them, because people have two jobs and they got kids and they got elder care responsibilities, and like people need to be able to go vote. And I think, look, if I can sound kind of a note of hope for where we're going, it is that I think more and more people across this country are drawing a line and they're saying, stop taking this away from us. Mm. Because when officials say, we're not going to certify these elections, when they spout these conspiracy theories, what it all boils down to is one thing. And that is, I am taking your vote from you. And that jig is up. Voters are tired of that. And I say they're tired because we've seen them vote down, for example, in Ohio last summer, a policy that would have required Ohioans to have a supermajority before they could change the Constitution. Ohio voters said, absolutely not.
Yes.
We saw that in Georgia when voters went, I mean, literally hundreds of people went to that state election board meeting and said, stop messing with our elections. Stop trying to not certify. These are our votes. This is our right. We see you and stop it. And I think that is so powerful. I think we should all take heart that voters are standing up for that. And I, as an advocate, like this, look, this is my job. I'm committed to this issue. I also take profound inspiration from seeing communities come together in that way to protect their own vote.
Folks, that's Hannah Freed. She is a voting rights and election law expert and the executive director of the nonpartisan voting rights organization, All Voting is Local. Hannah, where can people find out more about your organization?
I'm so glad you asked. You can find us online, allvotingislocal.org, and you can find us on socials at the same.
Wonderful. Of course, everybody, you can watch Hannah and I have this beautiful discussion on YouTube. We also stream on Facebook and X. You can check us out there. If you happen to miss it and you want to catch a repeat, always go to civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. You can catch my old episodes there. This to me, I mean, this moment that we're in, and so much of the harumph and conspiracy theories around elections, the one thing that I had thought and had talked about, probably not so much on air because we were focused on the substance of the election, was my thought that if Donald Trump wins, I want him to win by a margin that doesn't plunge us into more uncertainty, right? Like, let it just be clear. That's an outcome. Now we're gonna move on. And to me, the election apparatus, despite some people getting elected to local election positions that bought into some of this nonsense, that the systems in most of the states were, again, populated and run by people of good faith trying to do the right things. And that was, as you put it, Hannah, demanded by voters that their votes not be taken away. It seems to me to be this very difficult tightrope for anyone who wants to challenge election processes, because it's hard to say an election was stolen in 2020, but then that same party that would have stolen the election just forgot how to do it in 2024. It doesn't hold a lot of water. Or like with Eric Hovde here, like, oh, we need a recount because of something, which is fine. He's statutorily entitled to get it. But like, do you think Derek Van Orten, Tony Weed, and these other Republican congressmen that won re-election or election for the first time are also like, well, mine must be wrong too. So let's, it doesn't hold from cycle to cycle.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's no doubt in my mind that folks who are claiming that our elections cannot be trusted are doing so when there is an outcome that they don't like. And it is just another way, just like efforts to erect barriers to voting, it is just another way to try and get the system to work for you and the political outcome that you want. And that is wrong. It is just plain wrong. And I'm glad you mentioned the recount process, because I think that's one thing that I really want people anywhere in this country to know, which is that our election systems have so many checks and balances
yes.
that ensure every step of the way that you are who you say you are when you register, that you are who you say you are when you vote. And that's something we should all have a lot of confidence in for this cycle and going forward into, well, you guys have elections coming right up in February, don't
we
you?
We sure do. No rest for the weary here in Wisconsin. Big Supreme Court election in April 2025. Folks, we got to get right back on that political horse. My big thanks to you, Hannah. It's been such a pleasure to talk. I hope we get to do this again. Let's stay in touch. Again, that's Hannah Freed. Absolutely. Voting rights and election law expert, executive director of the nonpartisan voting rights organization, All Voting is Local. When we come back, I'm going to make a little pivot. We're going to talk a little bit more about Eric Hovde and the craziness that he's spouting, even though he's admitted on Righty Whitey Radio that he lost and lost bigly. All that coming up right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.